From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The NATO summit in Bucharest ended today after a meeting between Russia and the NATO Council. Then President Bush left on a visit to Croatia. On Sunday, he meets Russia's Vladimir Putin. The two presidents attended today's meeting in Bucharest, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, White House officials say Putin's tone was constructive.
Russia opposes a lot of what NATO is doing. It's angry with the alliance's statement promising future membership to ex-Soviet states, Ukraine and Georgia, and endorsing U.S. plans for a missile defense system. But President Putin came out of his meeting with NATO leaders in Bucharest today trying to sound constructive.
Поэтому давайте-ка, ребята, жить дружно.
Let's be friends, guys, he said, and engage in an honest dialogue. Russia agreed to let NATO use supply routes through its territory to bring non-military aid to Afghanistan. A senior Bush administration official described Putin's tone behind closed doors as matter-of-fact and straightforward, at times even classy. The official made clear the two are thinking about their legacies. President Bush told Putin, quote, "We're two old war horses, both getting ready to step down from our positions." And the official said the president reminded Putin that the Cold War is over and NATO is not a threat. Mr. Bush still has a lot of convincing to do, though, judging from Putin's remarks through an interpreter.
The appearance of a powerful military bloc along our borders would be taken in Russia as a direct threat to the security of my country.
He acknowledged that relations have been tense in part because of what he called Russia's resurrection in the world. The Russian and U.S. presidents are to have what Mr. Bush says will be a heart-to-heart meeting this weekend at Putin's vacation home in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi. Mr. Bush will also be meeting Putin's successor, Dmitry Medvedev, who takes over in May. But first, the president is spending a day in Croatia, one of the newest members of the NATO alliance. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Zagreb.